Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Let's go.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com, DencoRadio.ca, yes, Canada, and 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill. With me tonight are Jake, Matt, Dave, and Jordan of the band FooBar. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up, man?
So, you guys want to introduce yourselves real quick and tell me what part you have in the band?
All right, I'll kick this one off. My name's Jay Kirsch. I play rhythm guitar, and me and Dave kind of toss back and forth the lead vocal part. I do like all the booking and merch, and me and Dave kind of split the design work on the flyers and stuff like that, and we split the writing too. I don't know who wants to go next.
Well, I'm Dave. I was mentioned therefore before. I sang and play guitar and popcorn Matt.
I'm Matt and I play the bass. About it.
And my name's Jordan, and I play drums and do all the heavy lifting, pretty much nothing else.
Lights the fires.
Yeah.
Blow stuff up.
He's perpetually setting up and tearing down. That's what he does.
Yep, yep. And that's food
you guys, called the popcorn there. If I ask a question and you don't want to answer it, you can say you're a burnt kernel and calling someone else.
is that how you pass? I never knew that.
That's how I do it in my classroom.
I never learned how to read.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody got that. I would have felt crazy.
Well, I've taught everything from preschool to 12th grade, so I've done that a few times. Yeah. Please don't ask me which one my favorite is. at least not on the air.
I've been to seven of those.
Seven? Were they in order?
I think. I don't know. I'm confused.
Is Billy Madison about your life?
No.
All right. So I always open up with this question, and it's generally the one that's most like one you would get on the radio, and then everything goes haywire from there. And I feel like it's probably a good story that you guys can share with us. How did you come up with the name FooBar?
Oh, man. You know, it was me and Dave started this band like a long ass time ago, like, well, 7 years ago, probably. And me and Dave and our original rhythm guitar player, Tyler, Dave played drums at that point, and my brother played bass. And we all sat down and we wrote like random names on notebook paper. We filled up like three pages, like front and back, like three columns. And we just went and like crossed all of them off. We wrote them down no matter how stupid they were. And so we just kind of like went from there and we crossed them all out and we ended up with FooBar somehow. We figured, hey, we can't get sued for that because it's like an open source thing. So we figured that'll work. At the time, we were a lot heavier of a band too. We were probably a lot
more. We're kind of more like a punk band.
Yeah.
So that was the easy one. with the release of Motley Crue's The Dirt recently, the biopic. I have to ask you, when the movie is made about FooBar, who would play each of you in the movie?
Oh my god!
I want Vince Neil.
See, I told
me.
You the easy one was.
Great. I think who? Dave needs to give each of us these labels.
Cause yeah, Dave, assign us.
Yeah, this is your question.
Oh, okay. Joaquin Phoenix would be Matt.
That's what I was gonna say.
Oh man, Jordan. Man, he kind of looks like a. When he has his beard, he kind of looks like a white Mos Def. So maybe, I don't know.
Matt does the most freaking drinking and boozing, and so you'd be, I don't even know.
I would be like probably like Jonah Hill or something. with like scraggly hair mixed with like Seth Rogen's height.
They're not in Motley Crue though.
Yeah, you throw a little Vince Neil in there. Yeah, why not?
Jeez. You can't give Dave these types of questions. I forgot.
Oh, just wait.
So far we got Joaquin Phoenix. Jake.
Man, Jake,
I'm Joaquin Phoenix.
This is going well.
Jake, who are you?
Oh shit, I don't know.
Who do people say you look like?
I don't think.
Is this like? Are you talking about FUBAR House days? Like, because
that's
a whole different line.
Each of us, who would be the actor that played us?
Yeah, I know, but like.
Current FUBAR days.
Back in the days
no,
like a
us.
Lot crazy.
No,
nah, just
yeah. Us now. Yeah.
McLovin. If we're sitting with a super bad thing, I can't think of the actor's name. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're not as tall. You're not as lanky, but you have the glasses. So shit. 1 out of 3.
Isn't he short? He's like super short. I'm pretty short, but. He's way, he's definitely way skinnier than me. I'll tell you that.
Hey, you guys ready for the next one?
I hope so. I think
that worked out. None of us have enough.
I forgot that was one question.
That was all it was.
Okay, so if I was going to go on a road trip with FUBAR.
Oh, jeez.
What songs and bands would be included in the soundtrack for our trip?
Oh, Fear.
Willie Nelson on the road again.
I mean, I know I would probably be playing a ton of like current, like modern reggae, even like even Sublime and The Expendables and Ballyhoo, Bumpin' Uglies, Tropodelic, all those kind of bands. And I don't know, Matt, throw in a few of yours there, Matt, because we got such a broad range between all of us.
Maybe like a little bit of rap, like Run the Jewels or.
We need something a classic, that,
like Pink
man.
Floyd, like listen to all the Dark Side and on the Moon, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. You could throw it back. I'd be jamming some Pennywise and NoFX and Offspring. And then, I don't know, all kind of, like, whatever, man. Jordan?
There have to be some smooth jazz in there.
I thought he was going to say Tool, and he comes in with a smooth jazz comment.
Some Miles Davis.
Miles Davis rips, man.
Yeah. See, what we're doing there is we're creating some keywords when people search.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Fu Manchu, Fear, Suicidal Tendencies. I'd be rocking that right now.
Okay, so along those lines, because now you kind of threw out your influences, whether you realize it or not. If you could go back in time and spend 1 year observing any band, which band would you observe, and what is the reasoning behind picking that band?
Oh, man.
I'd have to say, well, Jake threw my answer out. I'd have to say Tool, because those guys just blow my mind. I'd have to see how they even became who they are, you know. There has to be some type of black magic or something. I swear, they're Danny practices black magic, I swear. There's no other explanation, because they just are animals.
Dave?
I'd probably want to go back and see Soul Sacrifice from the original Woodstock when Santana did that live. That would be amazing.
That would be
to
nuts.
Like front row there or something, you know, even just like on the side of the stage. But I honestly, like on video, I think that's probably like one of the greatest performances ever in the seat live that I've been probably like that much more better.
I don't know. Jake, that's a tough one. I'd probably have to say Sublime, just because I would like to see the, like, I don't know how the way they put stuff together. I guess it's probably a lot of the same way that we do. It's just like we just do it, just like start jamming it in practice, and next thing you know, it's a song. And but I think, like, you know, Bradley's writing and just the way that they put songs together, and like the way that they appeal to like so many different genres, and they kind of bridge a lot of different musics. It would be that would be something I would do.
You'd have to go through the archive though and like find a show where they weren't like bombing it.
Oh yeah. Probably like, yeah, maybe like earlier days or before Bradley was doing so much heroin, because, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying though. But being the bridge band, I just thought that that's a cool thing to do. The way that they were all into probably like, you know, punk rock and Long Beach and, you know, in that 80s realm, and they all just kind of like, what, they took that trip to Jamaica or whatever, and they came back, and so that they were just all of a sudden doing all this reggae stuff with this punk rock kind of background. And I don't know, that's what I'm pretty into that these days.
So we kind of established a little bit of where you guys are coming from musically. Let's use that to our advantage. And why don't you tell me about your track, Everybody?
Everybody is probably one of the first like real, like more reggae oriented songs that I wrote personally. I mean, I tried a few here and there before, but this one was like, it's minor, but it's reggae, and it's kind of like just about people and like blame, I guess, shifting and stuff like that. And
I think it was like kind of the first song that I was on guitar with too.
Yeah, I think technically it was. Yeah, we just kind of came up with that riff, and then it went from there, and I came up with the verses, and then Dave wrote the chorus part, and we just kind of like blended that song in, and we played it. We probably wrote that 4 years ago, and then when we were putting it down in the studio with Dan Blake at the schoolhouse, I heard that there were some horn players there, and I reached out, and Dan gave me their contact info and reached out to them. And the guys from Habitat, Alec Red and Josh Covert and Mary, they wrote some music for us and added the horns to it. And I was really happy with how it turned out. I just think they hit like all the parts that I was like hearing in my head that I wanted to add to the song. They added, and yeah, you know, we still have everything that we have, like the, you know, harder edge in it with the funky, like kind of reggae vibe and the, you know, hopping around bass line, and, you know, still some like stanking, like lead guitar riffs, like good stuff. So I don't know. It's just a fun song, and, I don't know. We dig it. It was a fun one to record.
Yeah, for sure.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break and listen to Everybody. But I actually did some show prep today, so I have my song list ready, which never happens. So I'm going to go ahead and mention who we listened to already before we started into the interview. We started the show off with Jake the Hawk and their song Carcosa. And then you heard from the Smokey Bellows Band and their song Devil 2. And so we're... Up next, you're going to hear a Fubar, Everybody, and we're also going to hear from Brady Novotny and his song Redemption's Cry, and then we'll be right back with Fubar. We'll be right back.
Wake my love, you're back on that road again. Seems like the only way, sending flares from this broken hell you're in. Reaching, can't see the thing you need. Seems like you're on your
we're back with FUBAR. You just heard Everybody from FUBAR and Redemption's Cry from Brady Novotny. I have four more questions for these guys before I let them ride off into the sunset. And I kind of gave them a warning ahead of time, and they're a little jumpy about this first question, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it.
Let her rip, tater chip.
So what I want is for you guys to tell me about a time that one of the other band members embarrassed you on stage. So they did something, you felt embarrassed.
Dibs on the thunder story.
Yep. Dave. All right,
I don't remember that one. So
all right, I'll go ahead and put this out there. This was Matt's embarrassment, I guess. Not really. It was kind of Dave's embarrassment because, I mean, Matt has been playing with us for like a year.
Jesus. I think David heard.
Matt had been playing with us for like a year, and we played the main stage at Thunder in the Valley in Johnstown on opening night, and it was like we had a pretty good set, and it was cool. And Dave was like kind of doing the introductions of everybody, and he gets to Matt and he says, "Matt," and I forgot his last name. Just on the main stage, like in the middle of a song, forgot our bass player who's been playing with us for probably a year at that point. Last night,
yeah,
that was pretty entertaining, I'd have to say.
And Jay Curry up, he's like, "Scott,
it's Matt Scott, dude."
But you know,
I was like, I forgot to think like we just don't care that much. We don't even know his last name.
He has two first names. It's not that hard.
Okay, in my defense, and I'll go on record saying this, I had it, we just started, it was like kind of new when we were jamming with Matt, and I had him saved in my phone as Matt Six String Bass, because he played the six string bass. So that's how I knew him. And he didn't have a Facebook.
That's okay. Yeah, that's you're, I don't you use it. You and Jake are still in my phone as Dave and Jake Fubar. So,
dude, same. I was about to say that.
You don't know my last name, see?
Is it Scott? Grabby Pants.
Scott.
Don't say it.
Well, I'll let them find me.
But it's not like on stage. It's like after we got off the stage and leaving the stage area. I'm sure someone
you can definitely tell that.
Oh, God.
Well, it was probably, it was
St. Patrick's Day two years ago.
Yeah, excuses are like, you know, what the rest is.
I'm just giving a time frame.
I forgot about this one, too.
Was this his first, like, official, like, where you're in the band type show? Like,
okay, who's...
Oh, was it?
I think so.
Sweet.
Anyways, to make a painfully long story very, very short, Matt decides to go day drinking for St. Patrick's Day and then come play a show with us and then continue to just drink. You know, once you day drink, you kind of just have to keep going. Play the whole set. We all did shots after to celebrate and decide to... give him a ride home, be a nice guy. I just got this car, did I have it for like...
2 days? 3 days?
I think it was a week.
Is it a week?
I'll give him a week. Going down the highway, probably doing 65, you know. I see my dome light turn on. I'm just cruising. I'm like, oh, is my door open for some reason? I look back. He's hanging outside the door. Just chucking up his guts on the side of the road. So, you know, I pull over. I'm like, you all right? You good? You know, I'm fine. We continue to drive. Happens again. Oh, don't worry, man. I got it all out of your car, you know.
I did not.
I could keep going with this. Long story short, I cleaned my
car. He's still a little upset about it, I know.
Still a little salty. That wound.
You did any bit of bitterness there.
With this story. I haven't thrown up in his car a second time. It's cool.
You were the only one to do.
You know, one of my favorite parts about that story is that the next practice, Jordan walks up to Matt and hands him a receipt for all the cleaning products he used in the car. And Matt just hands him money, like, that's fair.
I felt bad. He comes back to my car to clean it up with one paper towel. The part that got me. Anyways, popcorn, Matt or Dave.
Oh, man.
Jake stole my story.
I don't know if I have one. It was pretty funny. No, never mind. I'm not going to go into that one.
Was that another one about me?
No.
Someone tell all the stories of all the times we covered War Pig and why I don't want to cover it.
Dave, remember the lyrics to War Pigs?
Oh, is that why we don't play
the part?
No, it says on their knees, the war pigs crawling twice.
It trips you up, man.
You know, the pro move there is just to hold the mic out and let everybody else sing.
That's the part that I'm singing.
Are you
that sounds great. Dave? Everyone's just like...
The problem is they don't know either, and they're just humming.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to say, to be fair, I don't know.
I stop and I hear...
Well, in everyone's defense, Ozzy isn't the most...
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
The easiest to understand.
Although he's much easier to understand when he's singing than when he's talking.
Yeah, how does that
work? That's definitely true.
My most embarrassing time is any time my amp messes up.
Like every other show.
And that's like pretty much every show. So that's you can see me at my worst whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
On demand. Like last week, first song at Mr. Smalls. Boom.
Yeah. Whoever put the hex on me is working, okay? I can't have any up that
hey,
works.
Hey, I put it on Matt and his other band. I didn't put it on you.
Well, it isn't working. Sorry, man.
Like, what a lame hex.
You try and give them their cloud back.
tell
them to find something better, right?
I want to publicly let them know, give me my amp power back, thank you.
So I can't think of another particular embarrassing moment, I guess, but like I do remember playing a show at a club out in Nandiglow, and Jordan was sick as a dog. And he literally had a garbage can beside him, and he was puking in the garbage can as we played this set. Like, you know, normally if someone's that sick, we would cancel or something if we had to. We never have canceled ever, by the way. But that just goes to prove we had a guarantee, so we're like, we have to play the show. And we played, and George did pretty damn well for someone that was puking in a trash can as he played the drums.
Two of you are too close together now. I don't know who, but... I got a nice reverb going on.
All right, I move. Okay. I move back to my original location.
See, I caught you. Okay, question two. Well, okay, way more than that. Two in segment two. What is one thing you love about the music scene and one thing that you would change?
Burnt kernel.
See, this is the one that I called the medium.
See,
question.
Oh,
yeah.
See, the one thing I do like is like the bands that we play with, like normally shows, they do what they can to promote everyone that they play with, but you don't find that very, you know, often. It's only a select, like, we have like the one band Highway Louie is always that we play with is always talking about us any chance they get, but that's like few and far in between. Like, I love it, but at the same time I hate it because it's a dying thing because it's not happening as much as it used to.
It's true. We have like a handful of bands that we work with on a regular basis, and we, you know, give each other shows and give each other back shows, and it's awesome. And I don't know, it just needs to grow. It's like we need to have more of that like going on, and it's a lot of like cross genre stuff. Like, none of us are like the same genre, and it works, and we get a bunch of fans out like mixing up, and it's very cool. Like what gets created with all of that, with all these different bands, like completely different genres, you know, crossing fans of, you know, metal with fans of reggae and fans of punk rock and fans of
funk
ska
jam band and
funk jam band, exactly. Yeah, like Habitat, First Hit, Highway Louie, Steve Hawk. You know, there's very few like reggae bands that we play with, but Keystone Vibe and those guys are great. And then I really dig like Broctopus, and I mean, there's a ton of like great locals out there, and we all like try to work together as much as we can. But
now you guys,
I don't know.
Centered in Connellsville, correct?
We're actually in Irwin.
In Irwin, okay. Where did I put Carlsville on it? Oh, I know. First Hit. I was on their Facebook
yes.
page.
Mm. Yeah, we play out there with them a fair amount of times. It's a good time. Those guys are a lot of fun too.
I love the spirit people have, and I don't like that. There's a lot of, you're left to do like a lot of it yourself, you know, like the sound, the lights, like you're expected to do pretty much everything to like throw a show and
yeah, there's no then sound guy guaranteeing
play 3 hours, you know, for I don't know, like 7 people and the bartender. So like, you know, I don't know. I wish like venues and bars would put a little more effort into like their facilities and, you know, just
the
like
events that they have, yeah,
the events that they have, you know, make I don't know, like it's kind of hard. People have a wide variety of entertainment options nowadays opposed to like 1975, you know.
Yeah, like even like, on the radio you only hear what like Gerbils and like one other bar,
yeah,
advertised for shows. It's like no one pays for any advertisements.
This is a very like name brand hyped up kind of area. Like that's what people flock to. So like I don't know. I don't know. In the play those kind of venues, you basically have to like, you know, work for like 3 months straight begging people to buy tickets and to like put up like your own money to play the dang show, you know, like that's kind of a bum deal. So that's probably my biggest gripe.
I just came up with a song title for you guys.
Let me hear it.
Okay, so you know the first song that was ever played on MTV, and I'm gonna date myself here, but it was
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Right. So what's happening now is Facebook is killing the rock star.
Oh
yeah.
See, no, it's all these SoundCloud rap kids, dude. That are like, no, seriously, they like kill people, and that's like what's cool. And like have like rap sheets. That's like rock and roll has moved to like talking about it and acting like it to like being it, you know. And like I can't blame them. That's hard AF, you know. Like whatever you want to do. Like that's from the streets, whatever. You but
it's
terrible
music. And you get a bunch of face tattoos.
I don't like the music, man. Like that's my biggest gripe with it. But I mean the kids are more gangster than like, you know, freaking Slim Thug.
No, okay. Facebook for sure maybe definitely not did thug, kill a lot of it, because you can Facebook Live anything. People would much rather sit at their home and just in their pajamas on their couch and watch it through Facebook Live.
And
I definitely agree.
And Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, and Netflix.
Which I watch almost daily.
Dude, yes, guilty.
YouTube is my Netflix.
Question number 3. These last two should be fairly easy for you. Where can my listeners get a copy of The Hunt for Inspiration?
Oh, you can pick it up at any show, which we have a ton of coming up. See, or you can...
That's the next question, so we can just mix them together.
Nice. But yeah, you can get it on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, all those fun places. And it's on our website.
Apple Music,
yeah, but it's on
YouTube
our website.
Music.
FubarPGH.com. You can actually just stream it on there for free too. But yeah, our upcoming shows. We have
Mad Jax, the YouTube vlog series. You can hear our instrumentals. Shout out to Mad Jax.
And all of our shows. So we have a show on next Friday, the 19th, at Club Cafe. It's the Funky Fest pre-party with Habitat. And that's a Funky Fest is a family camp out, like music festival thing that they're throwing. I think it's like the third year. I'm not exactly sure, but it's going to be over Labor Day weekend, and it's up in Gibbon Glade, PA. So yeah, look into that if you like the Funky Fest. It's going to be cool. And then the day after that, actually back to back Saturday, we're playing a 420 party at Cafe Supreme in Irwin. And yeah, we're going to have Highway Louie's there, Habitat's there, Red Sun, Steve Hawk. That's all the bands. And then we have a DJ.
Friends.
DJ Cookies and Cream will be there. And then we have Written Hour Productions, running lights and sound. And those guys have an awesome light rig, and we are super psyched to have them doing lights and sound because they are awesome.
Make the show better.
They make it way better. Yeah. It's very
back
cool.
To
it's
that like one whole question where people need to like link up and like make something happen. Those guys are the bomb.
Oh, for sure.
But that show is going to be awesome, and it's doors open at 7. It's $8 at the door. Ton of bands. We got a pop up shop there, Adventure Shop from Charleroi is going to be vending some stuff. Bars are open, 21+. That's going to be a fun show for sure. Then after that, I don't think we're playing until Funky Fest over that Memorial Day weekend. And then we're playing Thunder in the Valley again this year. We'll be at the PNG Park on opening night. I believe our set is 4 to 6 out there. So that'll be fun. Thunder in the Valley Motorcycle Rally. This will be our third year playing that.
Cool.
Bring
your moped.
I dare you to ride mopeds up onto this.
Oh, my God. Katie's dad has like 50 mopeds. We can all ride one.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow, we just found something new out.
You should do it. I can't remember. What song did Motley Crue always come out on stage with?
Oh, girls.
I couldn't decide if it was that.
Dude, I'm like a rock encyclopedia. Seriously.
All right, so I want to thank you guys for coming on the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man. Much appreciated.
And one more time, it's FUBARPGH.com.
That's it.
And
first, ask dad or mom.
What?
My God. Let the man sign up.
Oh, sorry.
Good industry term. Sign off.
You guys are prolonging it. Let them close.
This has been episode number 458 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Check us out on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com, DencoRadio.ca, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, each and every week. The next three shows that we have lined up will be Wretched Hive on April 19th, Feast on the Fallen on April 26th, and then Liveberg Studio on May 3rd. If you're interested in being on the show, drop me an email at bill@buildtheScene.com, and we will check you out next week.
I was born on a mountain, not far from Tennessee. Dirt poor, not having anyone there for me. I turned 18 and I skipped town to the call of the wild. You know, I guess my mom was right. I must have been one bad as a redneck rebel child. The southern skies are calling me, telling me, son, just come back home. And when I see them southern skies, you know I'll never be alone.
days I was playing down on Copperhead Road. Reality check and I thought to myself, what the hell am I doing here? Then I turned that rig around, I was headed south and man,
man going downtown, burning around, said I'm picking up my babe.
All right. Come on, baby. Going downtown.
Headed downtown to see my babe. I better hurry up now, cause she won't wait. It's been a long time since I've been gone, and I just wanna see her face. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to hit that pay. Man, go downtown, burn it around, said I'm picking up my baby. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to hit that pay. Man, go downtown, burn it around. Jump right on in my car.
Hey, babe.
And we locked eyes, man, and it was on.
It was on.
She said, hit the gas, boy, let's get gone.
Let's get gone.
So I smashed the pedal and said, it's on. I got four wheels stuck in drive. I'm about to hit that pave. Man, go down. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to hit that bay. Man, go downtown, burn it around, said I'm picking up my bay. Come on, baby, we going downtown, we gonna get in the truck and burn it around. We watching sunsets on the beach, getting it down, giving you kisses on your cheek, baby, loving you now, yeah. You know I love you, girl. I wanna take you on expensive trips across the world, buy you everything you ever wanted, diamonds and pearls. Run my fingers through your hair, baby, you're my girl, yeah. Woo! Headed on down on 95
in four-wheel drive.
It's me and her, you know, Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, don't you worry about us